You are Locked On Mets, your daily New York Mets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all you amazing Mets fans. You're listening to Locked On Mets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. To get this show every day, subscribe wherever you get your podcast. You can also tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets. On today's show, I'm going to talk about some conflicting reports as it pertains to Steve Cohen and his purchase of the Mets. Originally on Wednesday, there was a report that Mayor de Blasio could get in the way of Cohen becoming the primary owner of the Mets due to a stipulation that pertained to the lease of Citi Field. I'll get into that a little bit in the first half of the show, but I also am going to talk about how this report was inaccurate, and Deesha Thosser of the New York Daily News did an outstanding job reporting this out, getting us all the information we need to know. And the bottom line is, it does not appear like Steve Cohen's attempt to buy the Mets is going to fall through, at least based on Mayor de Blasio. So I'll talk about this throughout the show. In the second half, I want to get into Alex Rodriguez and his lingering attempts here to buy the Mets and to basically force Cohen out of this and assume that role as the Mets owner. So I'll get into all of that throughout the show. Before we get to any of that, though, I'm your host, Ryan Finkelstein. If you want to find any of my work, follow me on Twitter, at FinkelsteinRyan. You can also find some of my writing about the Mets at MetsMorizedOnline.com. So Bob Nightingale wrote a story for USA Today that was released early afternoon on Wednesday that had a lot of Mets fans panicking. Because in the story, he essentially says that de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, could blow up this entire transaction with Steve Cohen and the Wilpons because of Cohen's criminal record, quote-unquote. Essentially, if the lease changes hands on Citi Field, the mayor can vote it down and basically blow up the deal if the person who's assuming the lease has a criminal record, has been convicted of a felony. And what this report was saying is because Cohen's hedge fund, his previous hedge fund, SAC Capital, pled guilty to criminal insider trading charges and also agreed to pay a record $1.8 billion fine, then Cohen could be held liable. Right there, that's not true. Cohen himself was not criminally charged. And even if there is some loopholes and because Cohen was responsible for the hedge fund, this could lead de Blasio to torpedo this deal and essentially gift wrap the team to Alex Rodriguez as the only other suitable buyer. What is his motivation for doing so? And that was kind of the question. Does he just want to blow this up because he has some vendetta against Cohen? We really weren't sure what was going on. It was a very strange report and it felt a little clickbaity, to be completely honest with you, when I first saw it. But you have to take these things seriously because at one point, we thought the idea of the original agreement between Steve Cohen and the Wilpons getting blown up a couple months after they agreed to it, or a couple weeks after they agreed to it, we thought, what's going on here? This can't be true. And ultimately, that snowballed and the agreement did dissolve until they were ultimately able to come to terms on this second round where it was open to multiple bidders. Now, going back to this story with de Blasio, Deesha Thosser, very quickly after the initial report from Nightingale, basically retweeted it and said, my sources are saying something completely different. This is not true. A new story is coming soon. And I highly encourage you to go to her on Twitter, at Deesha Thosser, or go to the New York Daily News. Find this article she wrote because she did some amazing reporting, and I'll give you some of the details here. But essentially, Jerry Reinsdorf, who is the owner of the Chicago White Sox and the Chicago Bulls, has a long-standing vendetta against Cohen. He does not want Cohen to own the Mets. And I even said this on, what was it, yesterday's show or the day before? I'm getting my podcast mixed up here. But when I talked about that vote between the ownership committee and how it was a 7-1 vote, it was clear that Reinsdorf was the no vote. And so now it seems like this has been a softball lobbed to Nightingale, where Reinsdorf essentially fed him this information to write this story. And all of it is to try to blow up the deal and to get Cohen out of this position to buy the Mets, because he wants no part of him coming into baseball. Now, it really is unclear what the problem is between these two sides, whether it's simply he doesn't want to compete with Cohen, he doesn't like Cohen. We really don't know, but what we do know is there's beef here, right? Reinsdorf does not want him in baseball. When Cohen tried to buy the Dodgers, he objected. And now, here we are, a decade later, and it's the same story, different day. And also, there is the fact that Reinsdorf has a relationship with A-Rod. And as Deisha notes in her article here, A-Rod met with Reinsdorf all the way back in 2013 when he was dealing with his record suspension with Major League Baseball due to the Biogenesis scandal, as he tried to get Reinsdorf to help him with Bud Selig and trying to get that suspension reduced. It is clear that Reinsdorf would prefer A-Rod to be in that seat, as A-Rod is very deferential to Reinsdorf, calls Reinsdorf one of his mentors. Obviously, that's the guy he wants owning the Mets. That's the guy he wants to compete against. He doesn't want Steve Cohen to come in and assume that position. And it appears like he's going to do whatever he can to try to get the votes so that Cohen will not be approved. But it does not appear like that's going to happen. And I want to talk about A-Rod a little bit more, but just to wrap up this de Blasio part of the story, one of the things that Thosser notes in her article is that the mayor has way more important things to worry about right now with the coronavirus than to worry about this. And if you are trying to keep your constituents happy, and you know that there's a lot that are Mets fans who are very happy and excited about Steve Cohen taking this role as the new owner, why would you just go out of your way to piss these people off for no reason, right? Why would you upset Mets fans, go out of your way to drag out the sale of the Mets when there's more important issues and you don't need to be the bad guy here? If the other owners vote him down, they vote him down. If they approve Cohen, they approve Cohen. This isn't really his jurisdiction as New York City mayor, even though he might have the power to do so. It would feel like he's overstepping his bounds a little bit. And according to Deisha Thosser's great reporting, that does not appear to be in the cards. So at this point, we really haven't changed from where we were when I talked about this yesterday. Steve Cohen still needs to get the ownership votes, but nothing has been brought up that indicates that won't happen. We just got to sit back and wait at this point, and hopefully this is settled sooner rather than later. When we get back, though, in just a minute, I want to talk more about A-Rod and his continued efforts to buy the Mets and what his ownership of the team would have looked like. One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you can then use for other important things like your mortgage or food. So why would you choose to spend 30%, 50%, maybe even 100% more for the exact same amount of parts at a chain store or new car dealership? RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts to customers online for 20 years. They have everything you could want, from engine control modules to brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and then choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in there, "How'd you hear about us, Box?" so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. When we were looking at the different potential ownership groups to buy the Mets, Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez were a flashy duo to come in, this power couple with all the fame, money, and prestige to make the Mets Showtime, right? The glitz and glamour MLB franchise. And I know that there were some fans who were on board with this because, let's face it, we like celebrities. We like fame. We like the big names. But the more and more that we go down the road through this process of seeing how the Mets get purchased, I think Mets fans dodge a huge bullet, and I guess I should knock on wood because nothing is official yet. But I really don't like the idea of what an Alex Rodriguez ownership of the Mets would have looked like. Because the thing that bothers me about A-Rod, and look, there's been times where I've been swayed. I think when he first got into the media game, he was pretty good in the Fox booth where he was doing the post-game shows originally when I first saw him, and he was on Shark Tank, and it was amazing to me how he really redeemed himself as far as his public image, going from Biogenesis to A-list celebrity again with Jennifer Lopez and someone who somehow gets to work for both Fox and ESPN. And there has been times where I've been, you know, okay with A-Rod and thought he brought something interesting. He was a good analyst. The more I've listened over the years, the less I've enjoyed his work as a broadcaster. And I was watching the postgame show on Fox the other night after one of the playoff games, and he just comes off phony. He's got that used car salesman smile. The fake laugh, you know, you see Big Poppy and the Big Hurt, Frank Thomas. And the two of them generally like each other and are hugging each other and just having fun and enjoying the moment. Whereas A-Rod's kind of trying to get all the airtime and he's trying to be one of the guys but doesn't feel right. And I just think there's something disingenuous about Alex Rodriguez. And then you see stories like this today, and it's clear that Alex Rodriguez is a master manipulator when it comes to the media. This is a guy who was a superstar back when he was 18 years old in the major leagues at 19. This was someone who had that spotlight on him at a young age, and until the steroids, really navigated everything very well. And with that, he has the power to change people's impressions very quickly. And when it came to this pursuit to buy the Mets, there was a lot of times where we thought the A-Rod group was the front runner, based on some of the reporting. And that's another thing that Tisha Thosser talks about in an article, how some of those reports were inaccurate and more based on the people that A-Rod knew and the sources that he was revealing information to. And they were painting that pursuit to buy the Mets in a certain light, when in fact, the highest bidder was Steve Cohen all along. And so had A-Rod ended up with the team, and he ultimately just hitched his wagon to the wrong person. He tried to buddy up with Jeff Wilpon. He was going to give Jeff Wilpon a continued role with the team. And ultimately, Jeff had no power. But if, for whatever reason, Jeff Wilpon was able to convince Fred and Saul Katz that they should sell the team to A-Rod, this would have been a potential disaster scenario for this franchise. Because for one, Jeff Wilpon's still in the room. And the way Wilpon has behaved in the Mets front office for all these years, that was a tumor that needed to be excised. You couldn't have him having a continued role with the Mets if you ever wanted to succeed. And what would A-Rod and Jennifer Lopez have been focused on? Would they have been focused on winning games? Or have they been focused on building up an area around Citi Field, having a bunch of concerts, and printing money? That's the thing that I don't know. Were they investing because they wanted to win? Or were they investing because they wanted to be owners of a sports franchise? Meanwhile, you compare what they might have done or what they wanted to do with Steve Cohen. And I don't think Steve Cohen was too worried about concerts at Citi Field. I think he's worried about putting a winning product on the field every year. And for someone who has that huge net worth, that massive disparity between him and all these other owners, he is in a position where his priority can be winning and he doesn't have to worry about losing money. I mean, we're already talking about him being willing to spend a ton of money into analytics up front and really eat it the next couple of years until the pandemic has normalized and we're back to living where you can have the sellout crowds and everything else that comes with owning a franchise. He's willing for the next couple of years to deal with those losses and ultimately put together a winning franchise top to bottom with the front office to the players, the coaches, all of it. And I believe that commitment to winning is one that can't be replicated by this A-Rod group. They just simply don't have the resources, and I don't know what the motivations would have been. Whereas Cohen is a longtime fan who wants to see the Mets succeed, who has been forced to be a minority owner for all these years, waiting in the wings, hoping to get this chance, hoping to get an opportunity to have a seat at the table and own a professional sports team. And I believe he is the type of owner that looks at this as a ridiculously expensive hobby. He wants to go back to his boyhood of loving the Mets and get an opportunity where he can impact the product on the field because he never had the ability to do so as a player. Now he has the chance as a longtime fan to use his resources to help his team win. And it's not necessarily about just spending away, but it's about that committed effort towards a singular goal. And I just don't think that that type of focus and energy and attention was going to be paid to the Mets if A-Rod Jennifer Lopez took over the team. I believe they had a lot of ideas, a lot of things they wanted to do, and I don't know if winning baseball games was the main priority. And I also don't think you could have necessarily trusted their motivations. Regardless, unless Jerry Reinsdorf, who's probably on the phone 24/7 right now, trying to convince other owners to vote this thing down, unless those efforts prove to be successful, Steve Cohen will soon be the owner of the Mets, and that is all that matters. That'll be all for today's edition of Locked On Mets. As always, thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. You can also tell your smart device to play Podcast Locked On Mets.